Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bynum with the Child and Family Center. Getting ready for the birth of your baby is an exciting and busy time. One of the important decisions you will make is how to feed your baby. Betty McDaniel Thomas, certified lactation consultant at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital, will talk about some breastfeeding tips. Betty, what benefits does breastfeeding provide for the baby and for the mother?
For the baby, it provides lots of needed antibodies. It protects the baby's gastrointestinal tract. It's shown to reduce ear infections in babies. It gives babies all the needed vitamins and minerals the baby needs. For the mom, it can reduce bleeding right after delivery. It has shown to decrease postpartum depression. And moms really need to eat at least 2,500 calories a day to keep up with the demand of her baby. And she should not gain a lot of weight, or she may even lose weight while she's breastfeeding her baby because she's providing all the nutrition for her baby.
What information should a mother know before deciding to breastfeed?
The first thing to remember is that it can be very, very difficult the first 2 or 3 weeks, but it will get much, much better. It can be time-consuming and demanding, but it gets much, much better. And mom needs to know what kind of medications that she can take while she's breastfeeding. Most medications are perfectly fine with breastfeeding, but we need to do some research to make sure that any medication she's taking is okay with breastfeeding. And she needs to know what she's going to do if she returns to work. When she's returning to work, does she need to start pumping? When she needs to start pumping? Anything that entails any type of problems.
Since you're a certified lactation consultant, what are some common breastfeeding questions you have heard from those who are breastfeeding?
Most of the time what I hear is, will I produce enough milk? The majority of moms will produce enough milk for her baby. It's very rare that a mom will not produce enough milk for her baby. And then the other question is, how often do I breastfeed? How long do I breastfeed? How often you breastfeed is about every 2 to 3 hours, and you breastfeed for as long as you and your baby want to. And does it hurt? If it hurts, like toe-curling pain, there's a problem. We need to address that problem. You might be tender the first week or so. Tender's okay. A little soreness is okay. But extreme pain is not okay. Moms sometimes want to have a small drink with dinner. A small glass of alcohol is fine with dinner. Breastfeed first. Have your small drink. And then you can breastfeed 2-3 hours later. And don't do it every night.
Where can a breastfeeding mother or a potential breastfeeding mother get additional advice about breastfeeding?
Our office, you can always call at 936-1414. We have a support group for breastfeeding moms Thursdays from 1 to 3 in Children's Hospital. The health department is a good place if you are on the WIC program. There's very excellent breastfeeding counselors who can answer your questions. There's several support groups around town that can help with your problems.
What is your department?
It's Women's Education and Lactation Center.
Okay, and that can be found on the Children's Hospital website as well?
Yes.
Thank you, Betty.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.